Good morning with the 90.5 WESA News. I'm Maria Scapoletto. The Diocese of Pittsburgh says it has received an allegation that a former school counselor sexually abused a student in the 1980s. Brother David Trichtinger worked at Seton LaSalle High School from 1985 to 1987 and Central Catholic High School in Oakland from 1991 to 1995. The diocese announced it has informed the Allegheny County District Attorney of the allegation. Bishop David Zubik will send letters to alumni of the schools informing them of the reported abuse. Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf has issued his first act of clemency in more than 2 years, commuting a convicted drug dealer's sentence. 90.5 WESA's Katie Blackley reports.
60-year-old Benny Ortega had served nearly 23 years in prison on a 125 to 292-year sentence for selling marijuana and cocaine. The governor's office says Ortega is now eligible to apply for parole. A spokesman for Wolf says Ortega had taken steps toward rehabilitating himself and that the governor viewed his sentence as, quote, egregious and inhumane. Monday's commutation put Ortega's name on the January docket for the State Parole Board's consideration. The commutation is Wolf's first since 2016 and his third since taking office in 2015. The governor's office says Wolf is considering commuting the sentences of two other inmates, both serving life sentences. I'm Katie Blackley, 90.5 WESA News.
The governor says it's time for the state to consider whether to legalize marijuana for recreational purposes. He made the comment Wednesday while answering questions from the public on Twitter. Wolf says more and more states are successfully implementing marijuana legalization, and Pennsylvania should learn from their efforts. It's been more than a month now since the midterm election, but the group that tried to defeat State House candidate Sarah Inamorato has yet to disclose its members and financial activity to the state. 90.5 WESA's Lucy Perkins reports.
In the lead-up to the midterms, voters might have noticed yard signs or gotten text messages that read, "Vote against socialism," right in Dom Costa. State Representative Costa lost the Democratic primary last spring to Sarah Inamorato in the 21st House District. The yard signs were paid for by a group called Americans Against Socialism, which has not registered with the county or state. Political committees are required to disclose members and finances if they engage in more than $250 worth of activity. Ron Hicks is a Republican lawyer who looks at election law.
People always seem to forget about the fact that they need a chairperson and a treasurer as well as a designated bank account. It's nothing that onerous to do.
The group's website was registered to Robert Kenya. Kenya is on the Port Authority Board and serves as treasurer. He declined interview requests. I'm Lucy Perkins, 90.5 WESA News.
A big win for the Penguins last night. They beat the Capitals in Washington by a score of 2-1. The Pens are in action at home tonight against the Minnesota Wild. Morning clouds will give way to some rain this afternoon in Pittsburgh with a mild high of 51 degrees. With the 90.5 WESA News, I'm Maria Scapoletto.